September 12, 1906. Where God is not present, there can be neither firmness nor true good. I was thinking about my state, which now seems to be all peace and love. Nothing disturbs me. Everything is good. Nothing is sin. And I said to myself, what will happen if at the moment of my death the scene will change and I will see the reverse of this? That is, all things will disturb me, and everything I have done will have been but a chain of evils. And while I was thinking of this, he told me, my daughter, it seems you want to disturb yourself by force and take away from me my continuous rest in you. Do you think that your patience, the constancy, and the peace of this state of yours is your own, or rather, the fruit and the grace of the one who dwells in you? I alone possess these gifts, and from the constancy, the peace, and the patience, you can recognize who it is that operates in you. In fact, when it is her nature, or the devil, the soul feels dominated by continuous changes. She feels now one mood, now another, now all patience, now all vexation. In some, the poor one is flapped about like a reed by a strong wind. Ah, my daughter, where God is not present, there can be neither firmness nor true good. Therefore, do not want to disturb my rest and yours any more. Rather, be more grateful.